around the internet, around the world, broadcasting from Dallas and Philadelphia. This is another Humphrey Camardella production.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Well, welcome everyone once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week we're going to go back and listen to one of the greatest jazz pianists ever, Art Tatum, who was born October the 13th, 1909, in Toledo, Ohio. And despite being blind in one eye and partially blind in the other eye, became arguably the greatest jazz piano player who ever lived. He came from a musical family, and when young, had some formal training at the Toledo School of Music. However, he was largely self-taught. His teacher soon recognized his talents and tried to steer his career toward a career in the classical concert pianist area. But that wasn't for Art Tatum. He was more interested in the music of Fat Waller, which would be a strong influence on his music. At the age of 18, he was playing interludes at a local radio station, and within a short period of time, he even had his own show. In 1932, he was heard by a singer who brought him to New York as her accompanist. 1 year later, he made his first recordings, among which was Tiger Rag. This song features a breakneck tempo, ripping left and right hand cascades, crashing brass notes, had every pianist in the country just amazed at his astonishing dexterity. He spent the next few years playing in Cleveland, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and even England in 1938. During this time, he established himself as a major figure in jazz circles. In the early 1940s, Tatum formed an extremely popular trio with bassist Slam Stewart and guitarist Tiny Grimes. He spent much of the next decade touring North America, and in 1953, Tatum signed by producer Norman Granz and recorded extensively, both as a soloist and small groups. And in the small groups, he was working with Benny Carter, Buddy DeFranco, Roy Eldridge, and Lionel Hampton, Ben Webster, and others. His incredible talent allowed him to be extremely productive during this time. Ray Spencer, Tatum's biographer, noted that Tatum consistently was refining and honing down after each performance until the ideal version remained, needing no further adjustments. This allowed him to achieve a remarkable work rate. For example, his solo sessions with Grants was mostly completed in 2 days. Now, think about this. That is a total of 69 tracks. All but three were needed to be done in only one take. Sadly, on November the 4th, 1956, his tremendous output was cut short when he died of uremia. However, his artistic influence has been long and long-lasting. So our show today is going to be listening to some of the great music of this remarkable man. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's listen to some of this great music of this great jazz pianist, Art Tatum. We're going to start off with one of his first recordings, Tiger Rag, 1933.
Thank you. I realize that's not for everyone. So because it's a stormy day here in Texas, we're going to go back to 1937 and listen to Stormy Weather. He released this next piece that I know that you all heard many times before, but only with that Art Tatum touch will you be able to appreciate it, Body and Soul. Thank you.
Hello, fellas. This is Art Tatum, and I've made a few records here for you. Your V-disc. A few tunes that I'm sure that you'll enjoy. I don't know about the piano playing. You might enjoy the tune itself. And I'm here in New York, and I thought maybe you'd like to hear a few of these tunes. There's very little I can say, and I'd like to see all of you back as quick as you possibly can. So any chance that I can do any more for you, play any more for you, I'd be glad to do it. Thanks a lot.
Well, that was Art Tatum's She's Funny That Way. Our next tune is from 1940, Moon Glow. Thank you. 1940, he released Indiana. He teamed up with Joe Turner and released Corrina Corrina.
Corrina Corrina, where you been so long? Corrina Corrina, where you been so long? I ain't had no loving since you've been gone. I left Corrina way across the sea. I left Corrina way across the sea. If you see Corrina, send her home to me. I love Corrina, tell the world I do. I love Corrina, tell the world I do. But I just don't like them funny ways she do. Corrina, where'd you stay last night? come home this morning, sun was shining bright. Now, Corina, Corina, you ain't treating me right. Corina, Corina, you ain't treating me right. I love you, baby, but don't stay out all night.
1944, he released everyone's favorite, It Had to Be You. Next piece is a Robin Youngman's Gray piece called Hallelujah from 1945. Thank you. that's going to be our show for today. I want to thank each and all of you for coming by and listening to some of the greatest of the big band era with me. We're going to close our show with Art Tatum and his band with vocalist by Luther Williams, a piece called Lucille from 1941. I'll see you here next week on the Big Band Serenade.
Lucille, I had money and clothes too. When I first met Lucille, I had money and clothes too. Now she's gone and left me wearing a boot and a shoe. I got every kind of patch on my pants, but a greenback dollar bill. I got every kind of patch on my pants, baby, but a greenback dollar bill. But I love Lucille, and I guess I always will. Cigarette, I couldn't produce a match. Can't buy a mouse a jacket, can't produce a dime. I'm just as raggedy as a jaybird in whistling time. But I guess I always love Lucille. I'm broke is the Ten Commandments, and beat out with the jeans. I can't sometimes get water to drink. Nobody knows the troubles that I see. There's people in the poorhouse doing better than me.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.